Amen. We'll go ahead and pray, and then we'll jump in this lesson for this training school. Father Yah, we always just honor you and glorify you for who you are, and we just bless you always. And right now we seek wisdom and understanding on tonight, and we bless you in advance for that. And then we always acknowledge your Son in our prayers, and acknowledge your Spirit that leads and guides us in truth. And we just acknowledge you in all things. And we bless you as always. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. As I was sitting here today, you know, and I had went and got some treatment, you know, as far as draining the fluid off my stomach today, and when I was, you know, on my way back home, I was just thinking about, you know, just thinking about the things of Yah, and just had my mind on, and what I mean by things of Yah, just thinking on Him, and just thinking about, you know, how He is, and all the things that, you know, all the things that He's done, and then, in the process of me thinking about these things, I'm led to just to encourage you on tonight you know, appreciate Him, and not saying that you don't, but I think it's important to just, you know, and I always talk about take self-examinations and things like that, but this kind of self-examination that I'm talking about right now is an examination of your life, but with Him in mind. Although it's a form of a self-examination, the true reality of it is, you know, we should take an examination of how He's being. You know, how He's being, and from taking that examination and reminiscing about how He's being, it can be an encouragement for us to I'll say it this way, it'll be an encouragement for us to be encouraged to know that He's going to be the same God in our life in the future. And that's what I was doing today. I was just, you know, thinking about things, and I want to use Psalms 31 just to kind of get my point across on tonight, in sharing with you how I feel today. I'm not going to say how I felt, because I'm still feeling this way. And you know, and I just say this faithfully, I'll always be feeling this way. And Psalms 31, I believe that David gives us a clear, give us a clear picture of this. And there are a lot of things that he say in this. And then what was so profound to me is that, you know, he talked about how wonderful Yah is. And then at the same time, he admitted some things. It's like he did a self-examination. During his self-examination, he saw Yah, and through his self-examination, he saw how good Yah has been. And I don't want to teach the lesson before I teach the lesson, because once we get to those verses, you know, then I would have already covered the information, because I'm so full of the understanding of it. And then looking at Psalm 31, it's just that there's just so many wonderful things in there that I don't want to get ahead of myself. So I'm going to stop right there and just start with Psalms 31, verse 1. It says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, in thee, O Yah, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. And what I like about how he starts out, because it's the exact same way of how I feel. And I want to encourage you that it should be the exact same way as how you feel. We all put our trust in Yah. Our complete reliance upon Him is something that we must always do. But what I like about what David says here, he makes it clear where his trust is. And then he said, now, since my trust is in you, Yah, let me never be ashamed. And that's my mindset when it comes down to my trust in Yah. Whatever I'm believing Yah for, my mindset is, my complete trust is in you. And because it's that way, be my God, be my Yah, and never let me be ashamed. Never allow me to trust you and then become disappointed. And then he gives the process by which he reveals that he's never ashamed. When you see the colon behind ashamed, behind the word ashamed, he said, deliver me in thy righteousness. My trust is in you, and your deliverance in your righteousness, Yah, is the process by which I'm never ashamed. So there are a lot of times when I'll say to Yah, I'll be like, you got to do this for your sake. You have to do this for your righteousness. I'm not perfect. I have said things that I shouldn't have said. I've done things I shouldn't have done. But when you look at me as someone who has put his trust in you, I am someone who doesn't have the ability to stand before you and say, deliver me because of my own righteousness. And so my approach to Yah is, since what I've been going through, I use it a lot in my messages here recently. I'd be like, Yah, you have to heal me for you. Because there's nothing about me that's perfect enough for you to do it for me. There's nothing special about me that warrants me receiving my complete healing. But my trust is in you. And since my trust is in you, I don't want to be ashamed. I don't want to stand before people who know that my trust is in you and I not get delivered. So you have to deliver me for your name's sake. my shame, me being ashamed is not because of me not getting delivered personally. Me being ashamed is because me not being delivered is a mark against your righteousness. Because you know, you have people who have the mindset that says, like the same way they did with Christ, okay, if you call yourself this, you know, if you're the Son of God, then you know, call on him and position yourself where you can get down from there. If God is truly who you say he is, then why is he not delivering you? Well, we know the story as far as Christ is concerned. He was doing what he was doing for Yah's righteousness. And so that was his reason for going through what he did and not being delivered. But for the sake of this lesson, you know, we all put our trust in Yah, but have the mindset that Yah does things, or put the focal point on him accomplishing things in your life, not for your sake, but for his. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Let everything about me, and that's my mindset when it comes down to Yah. Let everything about me be delivered for your name's sake. Don't do it for me, because there are certain rules and laws that I understand that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I don't need this for me. I need this for your sake, Yah. And what I mean by your sake, it's just bigger than just you only from a perspective of how can I put this? Well, let me back and say this, because I don't want to say it wrong. So when I'm saying deliver me for your sake, I'm like, okay, do this for you. And what I mean by do this for you, because you doing this for you will cause other people to see that you did it, and they will come after you and put their trust in you like I did. Like I have, like I am. And so when you look at David's mindset, David said, in thee, O Yah, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me for thy righteousness. Yah, everything that I want to see accomplished in my life, I want to see it accomplished so that you can be glorified. And that's the mindset of David. That's also my mindset. And I want to encourage each one of us to let it be all of our mindsets. Verse 2 says, bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Don't guide me and lead me for me. Guide me and lead me for you. I just saw this in the spirit, so I said, Yah, pat yourself on the back for the good job that you did through me. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. For your name's sake, not for mine. You know, most people's approach is, Lord, I need you to lead and guide me for my benefit. But the mindset should be, Yah, I need for you to lead and guide me for your benefit. It takes the focus off of us. And although there are benefits to being led and guided, at the same time, the primary purpose or the primary focal point should be for your name's sake. Let me walk in your righteousness for you. Don't let it be said how righteous Lon is and everybody look to Lon and think Lon is great and these different things. Look at the righteousness that Lon walk in and said, that belongs to Yah, and glorify Yah. Verse 4 says, pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength. See, he's giving everything to Yah. In other words, everything that's happening to me, somebody could have been in a wreck today. Somebody could have, you know, got killed today. So there's a lot of things should have happened. And maybe even there were plans for your destruction. But at the same time, Yah deliver us out of those things because he is our strength. Not that we have the power to deliver ourselves, but everything that happens to us, even when folks lay snares out for us behind closed doors, y'all say, don't worry about it. I'm your strength. I know their plans are to destroy you, or their plans are to they got in private corners and discuss things and have plans to do things, but they don't realize that I got you there because of my strength, not because of yours. So in them laying out their nets privately, y'all was like, nothing's going to happen because I'm your strength. Okay, pull me out of the net, verse 4, that they have laid privately for me. For thou art my strength. See, privately for me, there's another colon. The reason why we get pulled out of the net is because Yah is our strength. The focal point is always him. Verse 5 said, into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Yah, God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities. But I trust in Yah. You see a lot of things in association with the colon. I have verse 6. I have hated them that regard thy lying, regard lying vanities. But I trust in Yah. So it shows the difference. Anyone who trusts in Yah is gonna hate lying vanities. Because we trust in Yah, we're not going to be in cahoots with anything that is not of Yah. Okay? So we hate them that regard lying vanities, but our trust, although it's in our trust, in Yah. Verse 7 says, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. For thou hast considered my trouble. I'll be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. For thou hast considered thy trouble. Now that colon is again. I rejoice in your, or I'm glad and I rejoice in your mercy, because you always consider my trouble. Letting us know that regardless of whatever we're going through, Yah is always mindful of what we're going through. When we look at the word consider, in verse 7, it says, I'm just trying to find, advise self, appear, approve. Behold, certain, consider, discern. Okay, gaze, take heed. Okay, y'all always considering what we're going through. Don't ever think that what you're going through, that y'all is not mindful of it. He's always mindful, and you remember that whenever you have those moments, because if we're not careful, all of us can have those moments. Well, we can be right in the midst of trouble, and we'll, you know, if we're not careful, we'll think, man, where is Yah in this? Yah is letting us know through David here. Look, regardless of whatever you're going through, you be glad and rejoice in His mercy, because He always considers us. He's always mindful. He's always aware of our trouble. He says, thou hast known my soul in adversities. He hadn't forgot all of the things that you've gone through. When you look at things over your entire life, every single thing that you have gone through, Yah has known. He has known how you feel. He knows, okay? We're never going through anything where Yah's not aware of it, and He's paying attention to it, and He knows. So during those times when I'm feeling at my worst, I'm still able to be glad and rejoice in His mercy. And that's why I've taught a lot of message about when I've been, you know, feeling at my worst, or when I've been feeling a certain way about what I've been going through, and then I look across over there at somebody else, and they're in worse condition than I am, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. I realize during those time frame that I'm experiencing Yah's mercy, because I could have been the person on the other side of the room. And even in my troubles and my adversary, I realize, okay, Yah, I still see, and I'm glad, and I rejoice in your mercy. No matter how bad things have been for me, your mercy has always been there, because if it wasn't, I could have been worse. So church, be glad and rejoice in His mercy. Know that He's considering you and everything that you're going through, and He know your mind. He know how you feel. He know how you feel as far as all your adversities, as far as all the adversities and things like that. He knows. So our responsibility is, since He know, rejoice and be glad in His mercy. It always could have been worse. I say that all the time. It could have been worse. Whatever you're going through right now, it could have been worse. Be glad and rejoice, because we're all on a daily basis experiencing Yah's mercy. Verse 8, and has not shut me up into the hand of the enemy, thou hast set my feet in a large room. Scripture goes on to say He prepareth a table for us in the presence of our enemies. You know how many enemies out there that would like to see you fail? And Yah constantly sit your feet in large rooms. There are people out there that's rooting for you to fail. And Yah just keep blessing. He keep opening doors. He keep making a way. Each day He bring us through. Verse 9, have mercy upon me, O Yah, for I am in trouble, my eyes is consumed with grief. Yeah, my soul and my belly. We all go through something. They was the same way. David went through a lot. Saul was trying to kill him. His son went against him. Absalom went against him. It was just so many things that he went through. And all the things that he went through, we'll see as we continue to read that he realized that trouble was always around him at times, or trouble was around him at times, and he was consumed with grief, and I mean, he was stressing about some things, but yet Yah's mercy always brought him through. It amazes me how many, for lack of a better way to put it, church folks that think you have to have a perfect mentality. And what I mean by perfect mentality, you have to be the strong individual who nothing ever bothers you. You never have, you know, bad days or bad moments or whatever, you know. And if you're not like that, then God is not going to do something for you. But David showed that there are times when he does. There are times when he requires us to have faith and to walk by faith. And he tells us don't be double-minded, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But then there are times when he understands, and his mercy is what he gives us at times when we may feel a little down. Hear this now. In spite of what most Christians believe, Yah will still show his mercy when we ain't quite all where we should be. We will never be where we should be until we see him as he is. Until our Mashiach come and we see him as he is, and things take place as far as that is concerned. And so David still saw the mercy of Yah when he was consumed with grief. And he said, to the point to where my mind, my soul is mine and his belly. He was feeling the pressure so much to the point where it was messing with his mind and his body. Verse 10, he said, for my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. See, David looked on and he said, okay, there are some things that I'm going through because of what I did. That's part of the honestly judging ourselves. Long, sometimes you have to sit down and say, there are certain things that you've gone through, and there are certain things that you are going through based upon your iniquity, based upon decisions that you made, based upon things that you did. And you, Lon, you can't have the approach that the devil is just busy and the devil is always getting involved in your stuff. No, you have to come to the conclusion that sometimes you acted like the devil. You have to come to the conclusion and honestly judge yourself and say, this is what I did. I made that decision. I did that. And so David was able to look at things and say, okay, I'm grieved about some things in verse 9, and I spent my life, you know, times in my life with grief and the years of my sighing, and my strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. Now, you look at it twofold. Sometimes things happen. But then at the same time, we have to be honest enough, like David, to sit down and say, well, this thing happened because of what I was doing. This was not a situation where like Job, I was just and upright. I was being a devil. And when the consequences came for me acting like the devil, what I mean devil, I mean adversary. Satan, adversary against who? Yah, the things of Yah. So there were times when I can look back on my life and say, yeah, I was an adversary to you. I was an adversary to your word. I was an adversary to things that that you stated I should and shouldn't do. I was an adversary to that. And for that, it brought about certain consequences. And I'm able to go back and look at that and honestly judge myself and say, that's the reason why I'm here. That's the reason why I went through that grief. And David understood that there were times when he went through things grievously because of his iniquity, Bathsheba. Okay. There were things he went through. There were things that he went through, because of wicked men. We'll see this as we continue to read. But then he also admits there are some things that he went through because of his own iniquity. And we have to be wise enough to know the difference between the two. Lauren, some things you've gone through, and you've gone through those things because you were operating in righteousness for the glory of Yah. Other things you went through because you was operating in iniquity, or you made bad decisions, and you did this, and so on and so forth. And you have to accept those things and look at it and examine them and admit it. I heard this by the Spirit. Quit blaming your mishaps on other people. Sit down and say, yeah, that's what I did. That's what David did. Verse 11 says, I was a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to my acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. You still see the colons in there that gives us an understanding of why. Verse 12 says, I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side, while they took counsel against together against me. They devised to take away my life. See, on one hand, he admitted that verse 10 and 11, there were things that he was going through because of his iniquity. And then on the other hand, in verse 11, 12, 13, there were people who went against him for no reason. Saul wanted to kill him for no reason. So there was a grief coming from his dealing with Saul. There was a grief coming from his doings as far as his iniquity, his sin was concerned. We have to be wise enough to know the difference, as I mentioned earlier. Lon, you are to understand that some things that you experience in life is because of iniquity. Well, on the other hand, Lon, there are some things that you experience in life because, as I mentioned earlier, living in righteousness for Yah. And we have to be wise enough to distinguish between the two. Because if we don't be wise enough to distinguish between the two, we'll find ourselves making an excuse for our sins. What I mean by making excuse for sin? Looking for pity when we know the very reason why we're there is because of iniquity. They was like, okay, this grief is twofold. I did stuff I didn't have no business doing, Bathsheba. Then my enemies came after me for no cause. It caused me grief, Saul. Verse 14, but I trusted in thee, O Yah. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies. See, all this is in your hand, y'all. You got total control. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. You got total control, y'all. I'm in your hand, not theirs. Verse 16. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Notice David never says, save me for me. Do it for you, y'all. Y'all, whatever you gonna do for Lon, whatever you gonna do that makes Lon look wonderful, do it for yourself. You're gonna make me whole completely. Do it for you, not for me. Do it for your mercy's sake. Verse 17. Let me not be ashamed, O Yah, for I have called upon thee. He says it again. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Yah, everyone that calls upon you, let them not be ashamed for your sake. But on the other hand, let the wicked be ashamed because they don't call on you. They don't glorify you, so let them be ashamed. Verse 18, let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Yah, your goodness is great. But you laid that goodness up for them that fear you, that put their trust in you. And your reason for doing this is that other men could see it. Yah, let each one of us be the vessel by which, through our trust in you, can cause your mercy and your goodness to be revealed so that all men could see and come after you. Verse 20. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of men. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be Yah, for he has showed his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Now, I love verse 22. I love verse 22 because verse 22 is a sobering verse, just a baller, thank you. Right here, yeah, there you go, yeah. No, that's not mine, I thought it was mine. Okay. I love verse 22 because verse 22 is sobering for me. And it says a lot. And the reason why it's so sobering to me is because I can truly say that I can relate to the verse. And each one of you, when you look at it, you should be able to relate to the verse. And it's one of my it's a lot of wonderful things in Psalms 31, but verse 22 is such an enlightenment to read. Verse 22 says, for I said in my haste, y'all know we say stuff in a hurry sometime. when things happen and it don't go quite the way that we think that it ought to go, is, you know, if we're not careful, sometimes we'll hastily say something. So David was admitting, he said, if I say it in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes, colon. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto you. Now, how many of us, I'll be honest, there have been times when I've, in my haste, you know, I got some news I didn't want to hear, or there was, you know, something going on that specific day that, you know, that I didn't like, or whatever. I didn't like how I was feeling that particular moment, or whatever. In my haste, I was saying, man, you know, man, y'all, have you forgot about me? Yeah, I mean, have you forgot about me, Lord? I'm doing the best that I can, but have you forgot about me right now? In my haste, I've said those things. Yeah, I've been doing this a long time, but today I'm a little discouraged. Have you forgot about me? Even in my haste. And thinking for a split moment, and all of us have done it, even in my haste and thinking about it for just a split moment, I was like, y'all, you know, am I cut off? Am I in the so-called tabernacle of the righteous? In my haste, I've said things like that before. And even when I said those crazy things, nevertheless, y'all heard my cry. And that's why I said earlier, a lot of people make a statement that y'all only hears and do for us when we're just operating in strong faith, so to speak. But David is showing us a side. I've also experienced that same side, where at the time when I was in my haste saying stuff I didn't have no business doing, y'all still heard me. He still heard. And he was still moving. In those hasty moments, y'all will still move for you. Why? Because he's not doing it for you. He's doing it for himself. So in those hasty moments when we say or think things a certain way, y'all say, I'm still gonna move on their behalf, because I gotta do this for my mercy. They have to understand that this has nothing to do with them. And so at times when we hastily say something, it doesn't destroy the faith. It doesn't destroy the dream. It doesn't destroy the healing. It doesn't destroy anything when it comes down to certain times when we said things in haste. Because y'all is like, well, you ain't bothering me. I'm doing this for me. I still heard you. I still see your faith, even though you're crazy talking right now. And I hear you, and I'm still going to move for my name's sake. Yeah, you think I forgot you, but you said it in haste. But even in your haste, I heard you, and I'm letting you know, even in your haste of doubt and think that I'm not there, I'm letting you know I'm still moving on your behalf for my sake. Boy, when I look at verse 22, I'll be like, my Yah. You even look after me, here it is, when I'm not looking out for myself. In my haste, I talk crazy. In my haste, I talk foolishly. In my haste, I think you've left me. But still, you're right there and you're faithful. And I like what the scripture goes on and said, we're not faithful. He's going to yet remain faithful. He's not going to deny himself. In your haste, Yah is not going to deny himself. He's still going to do it and bring you through. Verse 22. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. When I cried unto thee. Verse 23. O love Yah, all his saints. All ye his saints. Love on him with this knowledge, y'all. For Yah preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Yah said, I preserve the faithful and I also deal with the proud, the wicked. Yah said, love on me because I'm a just, or David said, love on Yah for he's a just Yah. And he's always going to judge things right. Why? Because his judgment is about him, not us. Verse 24 says, O love Yah, all his saints, for Yah preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. One thing I know about our God, our Yah, is that he always gonna do things justly. Whatever happens to each one of us is gonna be justifiably righteous by Yah. And whatever he does to the wicked is gonna be justifiably righteous by Yah. That's why we love on him. We love on him because we know that we serve a God that is completely and full of justice. He's gonna always do it right. So as I get ready to close here, I say the same as David said in verse 24, be of good courage. Let all that you've heard tonight encourage you. And as I thought about those things on my way home, I was encouraged today. And I wanted to show up here tonight and encourage you the same way that I was encouraged. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in Yah. Be encouraged, and he is going to strengthen your heart. All of us that have hope in Yah. All of us, when we're asked where our hope is, we'll all admit that our hope is in Yah. Well, I'll say this by faith. Since our hope is in Yah, we should be strengthened in our minds on tonight and encouraged on tonight. And leave from this service knowing that Yah is going to do all these things for his glory. And we're never going to be ashamed. No matter what I go through, I'm never going to be ashamed. Because whatever I go through is designed to bring glory to Yah. Even my iniquities brought glory to Yah, because in admitting and seeing the consequences of those iniquities, I turned from them and started to put my trust in Yah. So he's glorified in all things, as far as my life is concerned. All right. Any questions, comments? If not, I'm done. Good. Okay. I'll go ahead and pray. And Father Yah, we just bless you on tonight. And we thank you. And we put our trust in you. And we know that all things as far as life and godliness is designed to bring glory to you. We were created to glorify you. We were created to magnify you. All of your creation glorifies you. And we as the saints of Yah want to make sure that we do it to the best of our ability. Even our goal is to do it better than all of your creation. And so we're going to praise you every chance we get. We're going to love on you every chance we get. Even in our down times, we still know that you're faithful to yourself. And because of that, you're going to still bring things to pass, even though we don't have trust in you at specific times. You're going to bring it to pass for your benefit. That's just encouraging to know that even in our imperfection, you still being perfected. And what I mean by that is you're still being wonderful and perfect in all your doings, even when we're imperfect. And we bless you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.